This audio is from the satsang in Reno Center on September 1st, 2019. And it's a shorter version, and other people's comments are summarized or eliminated. این اودیو از ساتسونگ مرکز رینو در روز اول سپتامبر 2019 است و ورژن کوتاه شده است که صحبت‌های دیگران حذف یا کوتاه شده.
Tonight's quote is: The life ahead can only be glorious if you learn to live in total harmony with the Lord.
تنها وقتی زندگی پیش رو میتواند با شکوه باشد که شما یاد بگیرید که در هماهنگی کامل با خداوند باشید.
There's two questions I have. One is, what for you does it mean to have a glorious life? And the other one I think is, what does it mean to live in total harmony with the Lord? So these are the two things I wanted to talk about tonight. And we'll start with the first one. For you, what does it mean to have a glorious life? Or what does Bubba mean to live a glorious life?
کوین میپرسه که در رابطه با کد امشب من دو تا سوال اساسی دارم. یکی این که میخوام بدونم که وقتی که بابا میگه گلوریاس یا با شکوه با عظمت به نظر شما معنیش چیه؟ و دیگه این که وقتی که میگه در هماهنگی با خداوند زندگی کنید، باز این هماهنگی چیه؟ یعنی دو تا لغت، یکی با شکوه، یکی هماهنگی، به نظر شما معنی هر کدوم از اینا چیه؟
Several people share their understanding and then Sat says چندین نفر درک خودشون رو بیان میکنن و بعد Sat میگن
Okay, so I'm going to come in and make it very simple so our young men can actually apply it in their lives. You know that when we go with our feelings that are not pleasant, we don't feel harmony inside of us. Say, something concerns me and I start making story about it, that this could happen, last time that happened when this feeling came, how am I going to get rid of it? These are stories. We know that every time we go with unpleasant feeling and thoughts, we find ourselves out of harmony, and there is a knot that happens inside of us, inside of our head. There is a discomfort. This is actually a flag to tell you you are in the wrong place. So what do we do then? Living in that total harmony with God, what does it mean with Lord? It just means being in harmony. When you are with harmony, you are in harmony with your life, and you are in harmony with silence, and since the Lord is omnipresent, you become harmony with that. So it's very important as young people and middle-aged people and older people. We have a variety of ages here. To listen carefully to what I'm going to say, because that could be your raft. When there is a lot of a storm like in Florida, it's very simple. We are used to give attention to when we don't feel good or our thoughts are negative. We're used to it because we were not told that you have a choice. Now we do have a choice. When we're angry, we can be angry. We can scream and cuss. There's nothing wrong with that. But it takes away our harmony. Particularly the inner dialogue in our mind, even if we don't voice it, there's I'm not good enough, I'm frustrated, I'm bored, this is not enough, there's always a lack, there is always this and that. We have listened to it so much that we started identifying and losing our harmony with the Lord. And our life cannot be glorious. Glorious means happy. It's not an outer happiness, it's an inner happiness, like Sepi was saying. So what is it that we need to do? It's extremely simple if you're young, and a little bit harder if you start later. Just say no thank you. And when we have a feeling that is disharmony, discord, we can stay with it or we can drop it. When we drop it, in the place of that there is a silence. Silence and God is synonymous. There is no difference between your real reality, which is the Lord, and silence. So every time you're conquered by watching your emotion, your feelings, your thoughts passively and not getting mixed with it, you experience silence, harmony, and there is no way that the glorious is not chandelier coming down the ceiling and ballroom in your home. That's not glorious. Glorious simply means content and happy. And this is the key to open the door of heaven within ourselves, as Jesus says, the heaven of God is within you. It's as simple as that. The earlier you realize that, the happier the life is.
سخت میگن که امروز به خاطر که افراد جوان هستن میخوام ساده صحبت کنم که بتونین به زندگی های خودتون کار ببرینش، به کار بندازینش. همونجور که میدونیم وقتی که ما با احساسات منفی نمیریم، اون احساساتی که خوشایند نیستن نمیریم، احساس هارمونی داریم، آرامش داریم. اگر وقتی که وقتی که دوروبر یه احساس منفی که پیش اومده داستان سرایی میکنید، در اون موقع و با اون افکار منفی میرین، اون هارمونی رو نداری. همین احساس عدم شادی یا کامفورتبل نبودن، خوش راحت نبودن، نارضایت،
ناهماهنگی
خودش یه وسیله است که به شما میگه که شما در جای غلطی قرار گرفتین. وقتی که در اون هماهنگی و هارمونی هستید، وقتی که هارمونی داشته باشین با زندگی، با خودتون، با همه چیز در اون هماهنگی هستین و از اونجایی که خداوند همه جا حاضره و همه چیزه، در نتیجه با خداوند هم در هماهنگی هستین. ما عادت کردیم که توجهمون رو بدیم به افکار منفی و هیچ کسی به ما اینو نگفته که ما یک انتخاب داریم. وقتی که ما عصبانی هستیم میتونیم عصبانی بشیم، اشکال نداره، ولی توجه کنید که این عصبانی شدن اون آرامش و هارمونی و هماهنگی رو ازتون میگیره. وقتی که احساس کمبود هست توجه کنید. وقتی که بهش خیلی توجه میکنید، به یک چی احساس کمبود و کاستی، دوباره هارمونی رو از دست میدین. و این گلوریس یا باشکوه یه معنی ساده داره، یعنی شادمانی، و اون شادمانی خارجی نیست، اون شادی درونیه. وقتی که افکار منفی میاد بهش بگید که نه ممنون، من بات نمیام. وقتی که یه عدم هماهنگی و ناسازگاری هست، بندازینش و به سکوت برین. سکوت یه معنی داره و اون خداونده. سکوت و خداوند یکی هستن. هر موقع که به دنبال هماهنگی میرین، در واقع سکوت میرین، به هماهنگی رفتین. و این با شکوه این نیستش که تو خونتون خیلی مجلل باشه، به این معنی نیست، بلکه اینه که احساس رضایت و شادی داشته باشین. و اون رضایت شادی هستش که مسیح میگه که بهش در درونتونه. وقتی اینو یاد بگیرید میتونید دروازه این بهش رو در درون خودتون پیدا کنید.
بارها و بارها و بارها و بارها ممکنه یک شخص موفق نشه که فقط بمونه در مقابل ناملایمتی ها، ولی یک دفعه که نمونه، عادت شروع میکنه به شکست خوردن کم کم و کم کم.
So so many times you may fail to stay and be still, but even if you once, even once, you can stay, then that habit starts to break down and get weaker.
Thank you, Sad.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Sad says a prayer before fruit and snacks are served. سعد یک دعایی میکنن قبل از اینی که میوه و شیرینی تعارف بشه.
Almighty Father, filled with thy grace for the purpose of union with thee and to satisfy and glorify thy creation, we take this food as prasad that has been given to us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.